Afternoon, coming to you live from the center of Belito on 88 FM and streaming worldwide via our apps. This is the voice of Belito. The afternoon show is brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Belito. I'm Dave Charles, and to kick off the Tuesday edition of the show, I have a very special guest with me in the studio. It's Joanne Hayes, who, apart from pretty much running the world, is also responsible for the marketing of one of the finest arts festivals in the country, the Hilton Arts Festival, and it's about to begin from the 11th to the 13th of August. Tickets available from webtickets.co.za or at Pick and Pay. And what can we expect this year? Welcome to the afternoon show, firstly.
Thanks, Dave. Would you like me to talk about the world first, or just, well, should we start with Hilton Arts Festival?
If you can pray see the world in 30 seconds, then we get on to the most important thing.
Dave, thanks so much for having me today. I'm very excited because the Hilton Arts Festival, you know, had a bit of a hiatus for a few years with the rest of the world during the COVID time. So last year was the first year back, and so this year is our 31st year of the Hilton Arts Festival at Hilton College.
And is there anything special to mark the occasion? I know there's always something special, but particularly special this time.
Well, I think that last year was the 30th, so I think that would have been appropriate. But I think the fact that we're just back this year in full force, I mean really back big time, on our 31st is probably a good reason to celebrate. I think the fact that the Hilton Arts Festival is kind of it's curated to bring the best of South African theatre, music, arts, craft, etc. to KZN, because a lot of KZN people love that sort of stuff, and Grahamstown's a bit far to go.
But the Grahamstown Festival is kind of, with respect to those that are still doing their best to keep it going, the town has let them down, shall we say. It's really become a bit disappointing all round. Not the festival necessarily, but the environment. And I think people are responding to that by simply saying,
do I really want to? It's firstly the cost to get there, and then the distance. And then you get there, and yes, there's some wonderful, wonderful stuff, but is it enough of a motivation? So that's where Hilton Arts Festival really, it's right here on our doorstep. It's an hour away. It's magnificent grounds for people who haven't ever been to the Hilton School. It's exquisite.
Now, I know very little about the festival. I know that it exists.
Yeah.
Does it all take part at the school?
Absolutely everything. So literally, the arts festival takes over the school.
Do they close the school over the period?
Well, it's a weekend, and the kids, well, this weekend happens to be a closed weekend, so the kids will be in-house. But they get very involved in the festival. But we literally take over. The art studio becomes something. The sound studio becomes another venue. The halls, the chapel, every spare space. In fact, this year is even more taking up more space because there's a fantastic classic car exhibition. So people who own beautiful classic cars are driving their cars up, parking them on the field. There's rock jumpers are doing, you know, birding things. You do walks. I mean, it really takes up the whole school. Yeah.
And does it take up the whole weekend? In other words, does one go for the weekend, find accommodation in and around?
Yeah.
And then you literally camp at Hilton
for the
duration,
and
pick and choose the events that you want to attend.
Exactly.
And obviously, this is why I mentioned that booking is available from web tickets, because you need to book in advance, because otherwise you might not get in.
Well, so the beauty of Hilton is that it's so close to Durban. So it is a very easy thing to drive up in the morning and come back in the afternoon after having had a full day of food, festival, music, arts, you know, the whole gamut.
So you could do a day trip. You don't have to spend
absolutely
the entire weekend.
No problem. So it actually starts on Friday morning with a schools festival, which isn't open to the public. It's a schools festival called Jongozi, and it's an exposure to school kids from grades 10 to 12 of the, as I say, the master classes. There's talks by script writers and directors, and so it gives kids who maybe wouldn't maybe necessarily be involved in anything theatrical to be exposed to it. Where, you know, and then some people, that's the beginning of a lifelong relationship with the arts and with theatre. And also we're building audiences for the future, and that's where the youth come in, is that if kids don't know about it, whether they like it or not, and they may only like some bits or another, but if kids don't know, they won't become the audiences. And that's the thing that most arts companies and arts sectors in the whole world are battling with, is to get people to come.
You're so right, because we live in a world of on-demand streaming, and I'll do it on my phone. I don't necessarily need to go to a venue because I can get it all on the rebound, so to speak. Except what people are losing out on hugely is
and are missing
is the magic of the live performance, because no two live performances are ever the same. Every single one of them is unique in terms of the interaction between the performances
and
the performers
audience.
And exactly
and
all
the
of that.
Audience. Yeah.
So if you don't experience, and if you've never experienced that, of course you just don't know about it, and so the whole industry tends to be the poorer as a result. But if you are exposed to it, and
it changes lives. It changes lives, and that's the beauty of Hilton as well, because it's so close. Because it's so diverse, and it's offering so much. A whole family can get in their car on Saturday morning or Sunday morning or Friday afternoon. They can come up, and there's something for everybody. So it's not an adult festival. There are adult shows, but there are kids' shows. There's live music.
So where can one get to see the program of events? Because that, I think, is really – and unfortunately, we don't have time to go through the whole program right now.
No,
But is there a website?
Yes. So on the web tickets, there's a fantastic program for the whole weekend – also a short description of all the shows, so you'll get a quick taste of what you fancy. And then obviously the Hilton Arts Festival website is the first go-to place. And then, you know, if you are thinking of staying over, places like Umgeni Tourism's website or My Midlands, there's an app. So there's a lot of options, and there's lots of stuff around there. So if you want to check it out, you can. But a lot of the shows this year, we are very blessed to have really high quality stuff. So there might only be two performances. So if there is something that you would like to see, you need to book. It's advisable. But the other joy is that there's a lot of free stuff.
Oh.
So throughout the whole weekend, so you can be sitting having a coffee out on the lawn, and suddenly a jazz band will strike up. Or you could be watching a bit of live theatre for free. It happens all the time. And all the schools from the area have all got slots on the beer hall stage. They've got slots. So there's entertainment sort of nonstop.
You know what? How's about this? I hadn't even thought about taking a drive on Saturday or Sunday. I don't know why. It just didn't occur to me. But listening to this, what a wonderful way to spend it.
Well, I've just changed your weekend.
Exactly, and delightfully so. Because it's not, all the rest of the stuff that's happening is kind of same old, same old, same old. But this is unique. Happens one weekend in the year, and it's happening this weekend,
year.
Folks.
Yeah, this year, this weekend, and you can drive up for the day.
If you're listening to this and you're intrigued to find out more, go online, look it up. Yeah. The Hilton Arts Festival. Go on to Web Tickets and look it up there as well, and maybe make a booking or two. And hey, this could be something that literally changes the way you see the world, and certainly the KZN world. And what fun! It's a simple exercise. Hop into a very short trip up down the road from.
That's there too. You know, there's just so much.
So there's theatre. There's
theatre,
art,
performing arts. There's music. Lovely
dance.
Music, dance. There's just everything, actually.
Thank you so much for sharing that info with us on the afternoon show.
Thank
my very special
me.
Guest, Joanne Hayes, who is a PR supreme, and the Hilton Arts Festival is something very, very special to be savored, by the way. So if you have never been,
or if you have been and haven't been for a few years, time to come back.
Exactly that, Joe. And thank you so much for joining on the afternoon show. And by the way, this is going up as a podcast. If you've only just joined in or joined us and tuned in and you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the Hilton Arts Festival happening this weekend, but it'll be up on our website very shortly and on our apps as a podcast under the afternoon show. And you can listen to it again at your leisure. Thanks again for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thanks so much.
And the show continues with Justin Bieber.